The Plucky Haggis, Saturday 11th of September 2010. Light Reflection. Life's Cycle. It's 9 years to the day since that appalling act of terrorism, notoriously now known as 9/11. I remember that day in great detail, even now, with significant emotion, utter sadness, shock and horror. I'd had the Tuesday off and witnessed the ensuing tragedy 7 hours straight, starting from just before the World Trade Center No. 2 tower was struck, care of BBC and Sky News coverage. At the time, I deliberately made an effort to contact those closest to me. Joining millions, I was gripped and somehow united in this event of catastrophic mindless destruction, which was then followed by hours, weeks and months of uncertainty, echoed throughout a world shaken to its core. Perhaps more so than any other before or since, including World War II, due to global advancements in communication. For weeks I found myself looking skyward, whenever I heard a plane in the London skyline, albeit involuntary and without fear. On 7/7/2005, I was only a few hours in front of that London bus that was blown up by similarly minded terrorists, and already at work. Historically, I've had closer shaves with death, and at times I've missed opportunities to be more considerate and or caring than others would have expected of me. My point, there are experiences in life that give us brief insights into our lives, hearts and even souls. We have all suffered loss, and in large measure will continue to do so. Ultimately, we too, one day, will be missed by others. A mysterious life indeed, and we need to adjust frequently. One of the truest foundations and keys to this cycle of life must surely be respect, and should be extended to the whole of nature in all of its forms. One of nature's best illustrations of hope, change and new life is seen in the creatures that changed most during their lifespan, in a process called complete metamorphosis, such as the life cycle of butterflies, egg, caterpillar or larva, chrysalis or pupa, into butterfly or imago, the final adult and usually winged state of an insect. Interestingly, about 12% of insects go through an incomplete process called, incomplete metamorphosis, missing out the pupa stage. However, these are no less impressive, among them dragonflies, grasshoppers and even cockroaches. Indeed, every living creature goes through some degree of metamorphosis. Perhaps it's important to appreciate this fact, at least periodically. Not only do we all change physically, but we all change the way we think, act, talk, and love. We don't have to wait until January the 1st to start. Sometimes it does take an unexpected event, loss, or religious experience. Whichever way, it always demands self-will to follow through. Global events certainly and rightly pull us up, and cause us to question the world and those we share it, which in turn should always lead us to questioning ourselves. Reflect on this past summer and consider the unknown autumn and winter ahead. Let your mind fly to past events that demanded you adapt for the future and actively engage in change. Consider past or present relationships with colleagues, friends, family, and let the results positively lead you more toward butterfly or dragonfly rather than moth or roach, if you appreciate the meaning. The world, your friends, family and you will be better of it. The butterfly effect. Flights of reflection indeed, and if we willfully continue to accept this cycle of change, fondly recalling past lessons, more beautiful springs and summers must follow. Oddly, we Scots get a kick out of being melancholic. Autumn and winter, bring it on. Enough seriousness. Yesterday I saw this grey squirrel feeding on peanuts, probably passing through en route to a new territory as one did 4 or 5 years ago. Been watching a now quite familiar female sparrowhawk, probably a juvenile, hunting around my damson tree and promised to post photos next time. Time to think fungi. Pear wine, not very successful so far, but intend spicing it up for my last barbecue, the Plucky Haggis.